Blog Talk Radio.
www.mylifecompass.com/LaLisaWilliams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach LaLisa J. Williams.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, and welcome, welcome, welcome to our very, very special edition of the Coach LaLisa Show tonight. If you have tuned in, please stand by. We are getting ready to open up your phone line. We have some awesome people who are on the line waiting to get through, so do not go away. We will be opening that up for you in just a moment. I tell you, I'm excited about the show tonight because it is a very serious topic. But I'm also excited, though, because of the breakthrough. Our topic for tonight is break the silence and break the stronghold. Break the silence and break the stronghold. You know, and I can't wait for my good friend, Dr. Cindy Hunter. I know you're out there, Dr. Cindy Hunter. Please do not go away, whatever you do, because it's going to just take me a little short moment to get through to this where I can definitely pick up your phone line. But I definitely want you to weigh in. Let me just tell you a little bit about the person that is going to be joining us, Dr. Cindy Hunter. She is internationally known for her work on the topic, on the issue of domestic violence. Now, some of you are thinking to yourself, well, this is not October, and that's what some people have placed domestic violence in a box. But let me tell you, when you're being beat in the head, when someone has thrown you down a flight of steps, when you've been punched in the face or stomped in the head, no month can contain your situation. And for those of you who are victims of domestic abuse, domestic violence, sexual assault, victims of your daughter that has been raped on a college campus, and you may not even know it. You may not understand why she left the home as a teenager, left high school and went off happy-go-lucky, and she came back quiet and withdrawn. Doesn't really want to talk to anybody. Doesn't really want to be with anybody. Doesn't really want to be around anybody, especially boys, especially men. You may not even know what's happening. She may never talk to you, and that's why this show is so important, and that's why we cannot wait until December. The statistics are way too startling. Statistics, and this is coming from the National Coalition Against Domestic Violence. 1 in 6 women have experienced some form or some attempt of rape, sexual assault, and they have now linked sexual assault, especially child abuse and sexual assault, has been linked to domestic violence. And what do we mean by domestic violence? We're going to give you a definition for domestic violence, because for some people, they have certain thoughts about domestic violence. And, you know, there are some people out there, and I know Dr. Hunter would agree with me, and as soon as I can get to her, I'm going to open up her phone line. So I just want you, Dr. Hunter, just to hang tight. For those of you who have tuned in to this special edition of the Coach Lalisa Show, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is a very serious issue. I have my story of having been an abused and battered woman. I've had my story of rape. And so this topic is very dear and near to my heart. But there are people who think that battering is rare. It rarely happens. You know, almost like snow in the summertime. You know, it's something that's rare. Well, we're here to let you know it is not rare. Domestic violence, every nine seconds, according to the statistics, according to the national statistics on domestic violence, every 9 seconds, a woman is abused, violently attacked by an intimate partner. I'm not talking about a rare case where you're walking down the street or you were out in the park jogging in some random case. We're talking about very, very intimate situations. So this topic is not just, you see why we can't just save it for October. And April is the abuse month. April is Domestic Violence Abuse Month. And so we're here tonight to not only, we want to do a few things here tonight. We want to enlighten you about some of the facts and statistics. So we're going to do a few things. We want to expose you to some of the cases, some of the scenarios, okay? We want to encourage you to get involved, to listen to the testimonies of the people who will call into the show and willing to share their testimonies. And then we want to empower you so that you can also empower others. It could be a friend. It could be a family member. And if the young lady that I spoke to the other night, if you've tuned in to the show tonight, and I know you need some information for some people that you are helping, so we welcome you to the show. And then the lady that I met on just last night who indicated that you had some people in your family that are going back into an abusive situation, we welcome you here tonight. And as soon as I can, for some reason I'm having a little bit of technical difficulty, so I cannot open up the phone line, but we're going to get it open in just a moment. So don't go away. Don't go away. Please, I urge you to stay, because you want to hear what this woman has to say. That's Dr. Cindy Hunter. She has been awakened out of her bed in the middle of the night to go and help rescue women that have had to flee their home at the hands of an abuser. I didn't say flee the jail. I didn't say flee a parking lot where you went shopping late at night. I said flee your home. This is happening in the home, which is a reason why it is so sometimes undercover. Say, if it was happening out on the streets, well, everybody would know about it and we'd be in a much better position to do something about it. Think about it. You wouldn't walk up and down the streets of your neighborhood and just allow people to be beat down and, you see, raped and strangled and stabbed and poked and kicked and hair pulled. You wouldn't do that. So these things are happening in the behind closed doors. And so people have had certain myths, and I want to go over some of those myths about domestic violence, things like only some people experience it, or men who batter are very mean and scuzzy and, you know, skid row type that everybody hates, you know, they hate everybody. No, some of these men, let me tell you, they love everybody. They're so nice. They're so sweet. They can woo the best of them, but they may have it in for, you know, that one particular intimate partner. Some people think that battered women are always uneducated. They are the lower class, quote unquote, or they're the working class or the poor. Some myths are things like battered women are more, you know, minority groups who don't know any better. Hello, there are high class, high name, high profile women that are abused. Some people have the myth that battered women always look beat up. That's not true. Or they look like they've been assaulted, or you can always tell who they are. Well, I bet there are a lot of names that we could throw out there that you never thought. Look at the little Miss Brianna. How beautiful, how cute, how adorable. And then to have to go on national television and talk about her abuse. And some of you know the very, very awesome, beautiful Dr. Juanita Bynum, who was savagely beaten in a parking lot. And what about the beautiful Carol? I can't think of her name right now. I think it's Carol, I want to say Wilson, but I'm not sure, who was shot in the face of. Very beautiful young lady, shot point blank in the face. So there are myths out there, and we're here today to get rid of the myths, but we're also here, again, remember, we want to enlighten and we want to expose, we want to encourage, and we want to empower those who may have been. Now, those are some more graphic type scenarios, but then, you know, there's a whole sexual abuse, and sometimes children who are sexually abused do tend to grow up and be abused physically as well through domestic violence. But as I mentioned as I was opening up, 1 in every 9 seconds a woman is physically abused in this country, not around the world, not in other countries, other nations, but in the United States of America. And any type of man can be a batterer. Men who batter, they are very often very gentle and loving, neat and clean. You'd never suspect it. And they live in your community, doctors, lawyers, preachers, teachers, priests, well-meaning and upstanding citizens. So what are some of the causes of abuse? Why do we have abuse? And like I believe this is what I believe. I believe, number one, that we could actually defeat this abuse. I believe that. I know we can defeat it, but not until you break the silence. It will never be defeated as long as the abuser, the attacker, goes unreported, so to speak. In other words, when you don't tell anyone, when you don't tell his sister, you don't tell his mother, you don't tell the children, you don't tell the neighbors, you don't tell the pastor, whomever, as long as it goes untold, this is how it continues to happen. I remember there was a case where a woman had been beaten by her husband 20 long years, and she divorced him finally. She broke free. She got away. Do you know he turned around and married another woman? and abused her too? I mean, that's like so standard, really, in abuse-type situations. Why? Because you, if you don't stand up and talk, you're not only keeping yourself trapped in bondage, but you're also creating space for someone else to be trapped in bondage. Because I remember the guy that I dated when I was 23 years old, and he ended up stomping me in my head. And so many things could have happened. Every time I think about it, I can shout because I know one blow to the head can kill you. One blow to your head, to the right place in your temple, could actually kill you. Or you could have erupted something that could cause lifelong damage. I was only 23 years old. Aneurysms, brain tumors, a crushed skull. I mean, when I think about how God's hand must have protected me, it just blows my mind. There's no words that can describe a man who was a basketball player. He played for the United States Navy, and he's got on combat boots. Here I am, a size 5, weighing barely 115 pounds. Here I am, laying on the floor, helpless in that situation. And I was knocked unconscious. I don't remember much beyond the first blow. I don't know if he stomped me one time or 5 times. I don't remember. The next time I woke up, I was in the hospital in the dentist chair with my mouth wired up. So here I am, 23, thinking I'm cute, on the base, with my mouth wired. And but just the devastation of that, and my face, of course, all swollen, eyes swollen, not knowing at that moment how I would ever get over that, but I did get over it. So that's why I'm here today, to help other people, to help you, to help you. So if you tuned in, we welcome you to the show. We thank God for you for finding the show. We don't know how that happened. Maybe you saw it on Facebook. I hope someone did send it to you. I am still trying to get to my account so that I can, I'm trying to get this pulled up here, so that I can get our awesome, I want to get my guest on, and she is actually not a guest per se. She's actually a partner, a friend, a mentor. And she's just an awesome woman for me to know. And that's Dr. Cindy Hunter. I'm hoping that she's still there. I know my computer is not doing what it's supposed to do. And so I'm trying to get in. I thought maybe I could get in through my BlackBerry. I cannot, for some reason, get to the settings so that I can open up my switchboard, and that really, I'm not feeling very good about that, but I'm going to keep trying. I'm not going to give up, so please stand by. Don't go away. I'm going to bring her on as soon as I can get this opened up. But if you just tuned in, you tuned in to the show tonight, talking tonight about break the silence and break the stronghold. Break the stronghold that have been put on our lives through three key things: sexual assault, such as rape. In some states, they call it sexual assault, not rape, like it's in New Jersey. Domestic violence and child abuse. All of these three things are ripping our families apart. But here's the thing, like I said before, I believe that we can change this. I believe that this can be defeated. We can definitely defeat this problem. It's not going to take that much, but it will take breaking the silence. So while we have just a moment of silence, just to see how powerful silence is, as I try to get this show up. Okay, all right. Trying to get that up, but that is not getting up.
Oh, wow.
So, well, not able to get that, so what we're going to do is I got to postpone the show because I got to get Dr. Hunter on the show. But if you are here tonight, just want to say we appreciate you having tuned in, tried to get, but unable to get to the actual switchboard where we need to be so we can open up her phone line so that you can hear from Dr. Hunter. Really trying to make that happen. So probably what we'll do is we'll probably try again tomorrow night, Saturday, being that we will have more time to get the process down. I'm not sure why. I know you can hear me, but it's not good. I wanted you to also to hear her, and I wanted to be able to hear you as well. I wanted you to be able to call in with your comments, with your questions, so that we can help you out of this situation. But we're going to just pray right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you right now, Father God, for those individuals, Lord God, that you have allowed to call into this line, or for those that may tune in later to the archives. We know that many people have various plans, and the show was actually announced just here recently, so we know that there's somebody, though, that needs to hear about a breakthrough. There's somebody that needs to break out of the situation, and we know that it is the breaking of the silence is what's going to get you out. And not only that, but to be empowered by women who have been there, done that. So, Father God, we just thank you right now for those that you will send to this line, and we just ask right now that you move on behalf of this technology, Lord God. We know the technology is not beyond you. It is not out of your reach. It is not out of your control, but it is under your feet, so therefore it's under our feet. And we claim victory right now in the name of Jesus. And so for every woman, every child, every boy, every man, Lord God, that has tuned into the show or that will tune into the show, because we know you're going to send them, that every yoke, every stronghold of abuse and rape and assault and molestation will be broken now in the name of Jesus. And if you need someone to talk to, we have given you several 800 numbers that one can call. And I want to go ahead on and give you those 800 numbers. If you are suffering right now, you are suffering, we claim right now victory over your suffering in the name of Jesus. We bind that spirit of power and control in the name of Jesus. We curse it at the root in the name of Jesus. The bondage of power and control, whether it's on the job, whether it's in the home, it could be in your church, in your marriage, in your family. If you are the perpetrator, in the mighty name of Jesus, we bind that spirit of power and control in your life over the people that we know you love. I know you love them, but you can't love them wholly and fully and completely until you are set free and that bondage, that stronghold is broken. So through the power that's been invested in me, through the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ and his Holy Spirit, we take authority over every demon, every demonic spirit of power and control in the name of Jesus, that it would be broken over your life and that you will take back your own power so that you can live the abundant, victorious life of the life of a winner. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So I tell you, the enemy does not want this message to go forth, but God is sovereign, and what he says in his will shall be done. So for those of you who are tuned in, God has you here for a reason. It's for a reason. So make sure you come back tomorrow night. We'll do the show tomorrow night. Please go to my Facebook page, LaLisa Williams, or go to Dr. Cindy Hunter's Facebook page, Cindy Hunter, or go to Minister Patricia Martin's page. we come against, and the Bible says that a threefold cord is not easily broken. So the three of us women, we stand in power. He said, if two just touch and agree as asking anything, it shall be done. And we're asking right now, God, that the chains and the bondage be loosed off of the women and the children, and the children, the girls, the teenagers, whoever you are in your situation. I'm not telling anyone to leave anywhere. All I'm asking you to do is to break the silence and let God lead you. And so we will have information for you, but let me give you those hotlines. The National Domestic Violence Hotline number is, if you're ready, get your pen, 800-799-7233. That's 800-799-7233. The National Sexual Assault Hotline is 800-656-4673. The Sexual Assault Hotline is 800-656-4673. And then there's a National Teen Dating Abuse Hotline, and that's 866-331-9474. That's 866-331-9474. So go ahead and give God all the praise, honor, and glory, but he wants you free. He wants you set free. He wants you out of bondage. He said, I came that you would have life and have it more abundantly. Jesus said, I came to bind the brokenhearted, to set free those who are captive. And so it is your God-given right to be set free from the bondage of hate crimes, abuse, violence, sexual assault, rape, child molestation, child abuse. It is your right to be set free. And one of the ways to get set free is to break the silence. Don't keep it to yourself. Don't try to handle it by yourself. It is too big for you. It is too big for you. You cannot handle it. Young girl, call us. Talk to us. Talk to us. You can't call in tonight, but you can certainly email us. But be careful because people can check your email. You have to be smart about what you're doing. You have to be smart. So we're not telling anyone to leave your home or to leave where you are unless you feel that your life is in such a danger that the next stage is murder. If that's what you feel, that's one thing. But sometimes to make a sudden move to an abuser, to a perpetrator, an attacker in your home, it could be detrimental for you. So you have to use godly wisdom. You have to use godly wisdom. And for those of you who don't know what abuse is, let me just give you a definition before we leave the air tonight. Abuse is defined as the systematic pattern of behaviors in a relationship that are used to gain and or maintain power and control over another. When one defines domestic violence in terms of physical abuse only, they do not fully understand the dynamics that keep these relationships together. Ask your, ask yourself how you have been defining abuse. More than likely, if you look at your situation, probably there was issues of power and control from the first day you met, but you didn't notice it, you didn't think about it, and now you're trapped and you're in bondage and you need your stronghold broken. So that's what we're coming here to do. And those individuals who we're going to help you, because we're going to show you what are some of the various forms of abuse, what are the different types of abuse. We're going to talk about some of the dynamics of domestic abuse. We're going to talk about why women stay and how we can help you and how you can help others who are in that. We're going to talk about the pieces of the cycle of abuse, and we have a lot that we're going to want to share with you. We're going to talk to you about how to have a healthy relationship and what a healthy relationship is based on. But in order for you to have a healthy relationship and to be in health and to prosper, even as your own soul prospers, then you got to get healthy. You got to get healthy. So that's what time it is, and we're just happy and excited about being at this time in our lives. And I so apologize for our technical difficulties here. So I guess what that means is that it's really, 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 really time to get a brand new computer. So I tell you, I was so excited about doing this topic, but the enemy is always trying to stop us, but we bind every wicked scheme and spirit of the enemy, and I know that the breakthrough has already gone forth. I feel a peace about your situation, even if you don't. I just feel a peace that God has got his hand on you. No matter what it looks like, he's got his hand on you, just like he had his hand on me 32 years ago. I was 23 years old, so 32 years ago he had his hand on me down there in the barracks in Virginia Beach, Virginia, in AS Oceana when I didn't know much. I was a young girl. He had his hands on me when I was 25 down in Miami, Florida, when I got into the car with two burly-looking men who raped and abused my body and left me, I don't even know where, I don't even have, it's totally unbeknownst to me how I got away. All I know is they raped me, that I know, and it was two of them, and they could have taken me, and I do believe they were Haitian, they could have taken me and dumped me in the backwoods of Overtown, Miami, Florida. And if any of you know anything about Dade County, Miami, Florida, then you know about the town, Overtown. You know Liberty City. You know that those devastating areas. Imagine those areas back in the 1980s. So it was around 1985. And so I know that just like God had his hands on me, and this is 32 years later, and I'm here on the radio, I know God has his hands on you. Just stay prayerful. Just keep trusting him. He's going to break that stronghold of abuse over your life. I thank God even now for my husband. I thank God that he's even delivered me right in the midst of my situation, and he turned around a potential abusive marriage into something that is beautiful, and I thank God for it. I give him all the praise, honor, and glory because he did it. It's nothing that I did on my own. It's nothing that I could have thought to do. It's nothing, but God did it. So I am here, a witness, standing strong to let you know that it's no matter how you come at God, no matter what situation, put your life in his life, and ask God to give you a healthy relationship, whether it's the one you're in now, the one you just got out of, whatever it is, you know, talk to God about a healthy relationship. And that's what he wants for you. So we will be back tomorrow. We will be on Facebook shortly. I can't believe what we couldn't get through. I went through all of that and nothing. So I'm not very happy about this, but you know what? The enemy is mad, but God is glad. And so if God is glad, I'm glad too. And I know it's going to work out. I know it's going to work out. So you take care. You be blessed. You don't give up. If you have a burning question, again, you can connect with Dr. Cindy Hunter on Facebook. And she is also an expert in this field. And we actually met online. And it's just been awesome, awesome. So it's been great. It's been real. Keep moving on up. You can do it. I know you can. God bless each and every one of you. Good night.